I'd like to call the meeting of the University City City Council to order. Today's date is May 13th, 2019, and the time is 6:30 p.m. Ms. Reese, will you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay. Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Carr.
Present. The next item is the approval of the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda?
Mayor Pro Tem, I would ask the council to move item K just after item G. There are two items that I would like to comment on.
All right. Do I hear a motion? Okay. Mr. Cusick and Mr. Smotherson seconds. All in favor of approving the approval of the minutes? No, I'm sorry, of the agenda. I jumped ahead. Okay.
Point of clarification, that's as amended.
As amended, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? It's unanimous. Okay, the next item are the proclamations. We have two proclamations this evening. One for the University City Symphony Orchestra. And so the first day of May was set aside to honor the University City Symphony Orchestra. And the second proclamation is for the Kiwanis Club, the Key Club International. And that is to proclaim May 23rd as University City High School Key Club Day. The next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes. Do I hear a motion to approve the April 22nd regular session minutes? Mr. McMahon and Mr. Clay seconds that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda are appointments to boards and commissions. Mr. Cusick, I see you have an appointment.
Yes, Mayor Pro Tem, I would like to nominate James Redd to the Parks Commission to replace Steve Goldstein. And of course, our thank yous to Mr. Goldstein for serving, and would like to nominate Mr. Redd to replace him.
Do I hear a second? Mr. McMahon, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstain? Unanimously passes. I would like to nominate Barry Nelson to the Board of Appeals, replacing David Haven's unexpired term. Do I hear a second? Okay. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Passes unanimously. Okay, we don't have any swearing in this evening, but we are now moving on to the city manager's report in compliance with our approval of the agenda. Mr. Rose.
Mayor Pro Tem and council members, thank you. The first item that I would like to comment on is the amended redevelopment agreement for Olive and I-170 project. I know that there may be some residents in the RPA-1 area that is wondering why that item is not on the agenda. I received a signed amended redevelopment agreement from Novus Development today, and in order to comply with state statute laws and ensure we are above reproach as it relates to public scrutiny of the proposed agreement, it is not on tonight's agenda. It is my intention to place the item on the council's May 28, 2019 agenda for introduction and recommend approval of the agreement and five related bills as a part of your June 10, 2019 council meeting. I have every intention of making the agreement available to the public later this week. The other item that I would like to comment on is the Fair U City event. We are certainly all saddened that the Fair U City organizers decided to cancel the fair for this calendar year. And by all the, and about all of the misinformation circulating about what led to the cancellation. I want to take just a few moments to be clear relative to staff's involvement with this matter and the proposal that was offered to Fair U City. I want to highlight a few important dates. On February the 13th, staff began to meet with representatives from Fair U City to outline what our expectations were. And to advise them that they needed to present their proposal to the Parks and Recreation Commission. On February the 26th, staff followed up with an email to representatives of Fair U City about the meeting that was going to occur on March 19th. On March the 19th, the Parks Commission met, had brief discussion regarding Fair U City, but there was no representative from Fair U City that attended the meeting. They did attend a meeting, a representative, in April, and presented the information to the Parks Commission. However, May the 1st, we had scheduled another meeting with representatives from Fair U City, and again, there was no one that attended. There had been some discussion regarding the terms of the agreement, so I want to make sure that everyone understands what we were requesting of them in the proposed agreement. Fair U City would be required to provide insurance, obtain the proper permits. They were going to provide a refundable deposit of $5,459. What we had stated was that before any scholarships were given, the cost that we would initially absorb for our services, which are $16,614, would need to be paid back to the city. The other issue is regarding the use of the park. Same structure, which is before any scholarships are given, Fair U City must pay for the use of the city park. However, we would absorb all of those costs initially. After 5 years, if Fair U City did not reimburse the city for those costs, my intention was to recommend that all of those costs be waived. The central issue here is ensuring that the taxpayers' funds that are to be used cannot be described as simply a pass-through. So in order for us to ensure that we were recouping all of the taxpayers' funds prior to any scholarships being provided, we made those requests. At no time did any staff member disrespect in any manner a representative of Fair U City during our discussions, nor will we in the future. As many of you are aware, respect is one of the core values that defines how we will behave towards council, residents, stakeholders, and each other. On May the 9th, 2019, it was the consensus of council that I pursue bringing a fair to University City in 2020. We have been given 90 to 100 days to provide the mayor and council with our initial report on this event, and I have every intention of doing so. That concludes my comment, Mayor Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. Next on the agenda is citizen participation. There will be 5 minutes maximum for each speaker. When you come to the podium, please give your name and address of residence. And the first speaker this evening is Leif Johnson.
My name is Leif Johnson. I live at 836 Barclay Square, University City. My discussion tonight is economic development. If I can find my glasses. I'll be able to give this talk. Well, that'll... Rex Singfield's plan for county city financial dictatorship is beginning to crumble. Actually,
Mr. Johnson, would
yes.
you lower the microphone so that we could actually...
Do my... Okay,
thank you.
I'm gone. The Rex Singfield's plan for a city council financial dictatorship is beginning to crumble. Actually, it crumbled a little bit more because they found in the polling, they found that outstate was more against Singfield than here. But I suspected that all along. You know, these farmers out there are not so dumb. It seems that the city county residents want to keep Singfield's long fingers out of their pockets and want to save their local governments. So to accomplish exactly the same thing with the same people, the former mayor of Clayton is touting a Plan B. I think it means B for backup. He admits that really the only difference between Plan A, Singfield's, and Plan B, the freeholders, is that it will allow city county voters, the only city county voters, to vote. He specifically says that Plan B will adopt key parts of Singfield's plan, Plan A. What might those parts be? Here's a hint. A Post-Dispatch article, 4/27/19, reported that the St. Louis Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority, everyone here knows all about that, I'm sure, shelled out $4 million in legal fees to keep the Rams in St. Louis. It spent $16 million to create plans for a riverfront stadium. It gave away luxury suites, parking spaces, advertising, naming rights, concession revenues to keep the Rams in St. Louis. Gave them a $1 option to buy land worth $12 million, and spent $300 million on the former Trans World Dome, plus an additional $295,000 in more legal fees. City, county, state, taxpayers pay $24 million a year to pay for this. This is not shady dealing, graft, corruption, sweetheart or insider dealing, misuse of taxpayer funds, fraud, fleecing the public, grand larceny, feeding at the public trough, or swindling. No, no. In the brave new world of Rex Singfield is called economic development. Yes. Economic development. According to this Post-Dispatch, the $24 million a year is actually to pay off the total bond debt, and they say once estimated at $720 billion. Has anyone ever heard of the St. Louis Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority and the $720 million? Might we imagine what economic plans Rex has in store for us? Riverfront Stadium, two sport complexes, maybe three or more, Riverfront Marina, soccer stadium, bringing back the Rams, downtown renewal, another convention center, extensive hotel and tourism subsidies. Whatever Singfield's plan B, the freeholders' plan is, we know that it will be one. A huge bond scheme paid by sales taxes and service cuts. Service cuts means efficiency, of course. Two, a city bond bailout. And three, an abolition of local government. Thank you.
Thank you. The next speaker is Tom Sullivan. Mr. Sullivan withdraws his request. The next speaker is Aaron Ginsberg.
Honorable Mayor and City Council, my name is Aaron Ginsberg. I live at 430 West Point Court. And instead of speaking to council, I'm actually here to address Tom Sullivan. Hey, Tom, I appreciate the work you did many years ago as a citizen advocate. But your recent campaigns leave me questioning your relevance and motivation. I've never heard you criticize the people profiting off the economic losses in our third ward. Instead, you're trying to stop U City from generating $15 million in new funding to invest in our community. I've never heard you criticize right-wing mega-donor Rex Singfeld. I've never heard you criticize Singfeld's many undemocratic attempts to reshape Missouri's laws.